Talk about giving from the heart. A great story about giving today. It's called An Inspiring Heart by Major Dalton. From a very young age, Conrad Ruland was showing signs of exceptional energy. At age 4, he jumped out of the grocery cart. His mom could not keep up with him. When she finally did, he was hiding in a frozen food cooler. So the Ruland family chose to harness that energy by enrolling him in youth sport leagues. He played basketball, football, and baseball. Then at age 11, Conrad had an experience that would change his life forever. Hall of Fame baseball player Rod Carew visited his school to meet and encourage children. The Los Angeles infielder, who bore the number 29 throughout his career, had been Rookie of the Year in 1967 and an All-Star for 18 consecutive seasons. He was the 1977 American League MVP and winner of 7 batting titles, and he was a legend in the L.A. area. Conrad met him personally. His mom remembers that encounter was all Conrad could talk about when she picked him up from school that day. And I remember him getting into the car when I went to get him, and he says, "Mommy, Mom, I met Rod Carew today. And, you know, he was a pro athlete. And, you know, I want to be a pro athlete." And the whole rest of the day just resonated with him talking about meeting Rod Carew. It sure left an impression on young Conrad. Later in college, Conrad played football, 2 years for Notre Dame and 2 years at Stanford. He then played for the New York Jets. He was just beginning to be recognized as a rising star when a knee injury knocked him out of the sport that he loved. When he finally recovered, NFL teams were a bit reluctant to take a chance on him. But this didn't stop Conrad from preparing for that shot that he knew would certainly be right around the corner. He was, by all accounts, in the best shape of his life. One day, while in the gym, Conrad climbed onto a treadmill. He'd been lifting weights and was finishing up with some cardio. He had a headache. As he began to jog, Conrad felt something click behind his right eye. Paramedics had to be called, and by the time he was admitted to UCLA Medical Center, EMS had diagnosed him with a major aneurysm. The next day, his mother, who went to the cafeteria to pick up some coffee for her son, sent him an encouraging message. Conrad replied, "I'm about to kick this thing, but with the help of God, he had something big in store for me." And that was the last conversation she'd have with her son. Shortly after, the aneurysm burst, and Conrad never regained consciousness. December 12, 2016, Conrad Ruland was declared brain dead at the young age of 29. Some months earlier, while completing a motor vehicle form, Conrad had checked a little box indicating his willingness to be an organ donor in the event of his death. Now his heart, that powerful, healthy organ of a major sports star, would save the life of another individual. His mother remembers speaking with a member of the transplant organization. "Whoever gets his heart, we'd like to meet them." And then the next thing she says, "And whoever gets his heart better deserve it, because it's a good one." Not long after, somewhere across town, a call went out to the recipient at the top of the organ transplant list. That recipient, in the providence of God, just happened to be Rod Carew, the same Major League Hall of Famer who had been so instrumental in encouraging a young Conrad 18 years earlier. The heart Carew had inspired would now be the heart to save his life. After his diagnosis, Carew started a foundation to further awareness and research for heart disease, and that's the Heart of 29. In any community, whether a city of millions or a church of hundreds, we're frequently encouraged by those we have encouraged, and we're helped by those that we have helped. Occasionally, God gives us a glimpse of this machinery of creation. When he does, we can clearly see what is known to be true, what Jesus shared with his disciples. With the measure you use, it'll be measured back to you. Luke 6:38 says, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it'll be measured back to you." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.